Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons are currently on Frankie's farewell tour around North America, and Peter Andre is set to star in the Best of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons tour when it embarks on UK tour in January the 2025. That'll be good.
Yeah.
He'll be good in that. I can see him.
He's on Sky News talking about it the other day.
Yeah, and he's a lovely bloke. Okay, well, is that it, Tony?
That is it, yeah. Where'd he go?
I know. Yeah, we were having such a laugh. Okay, well, that's it for this week. You've been listening to Vic's Mix on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Vicky Michelle, and the fabulous Tony Smith. Thank you for being with me and twiddling the flashing knobs, Tony.
You're welcome, welcome.
And for singing and doing the special effects and dancing. and thanks to Nikki for helping with research, and to all of you for listening. Claire Javot is here next with the fabulous arts programme. And I'm afraid I'm not going to be here next week because I've got my Lady Rattling's lunch. So I shall miss you all, but we'll be here the week after, won't we, Anthony?
We will indeed, yes, we will indeed.
So I'm leaving you today with a song by one of the finest crooners of all time, Bing Crosby. Bing was born on the 2nd of May, 1903, and is well famed for his singing, appearing also in numerous films, including the Road 2 series with Bob Hope. I love those films. They're my favourite films. So funny. For those of you that haven't tuned, do get them, Bob Hope films, Road 2, and Bing Crosby, hysterical. So I'm going to play you out with an Oscar-winning song with Bing, debuted in another of his movies, Going My Way. Here he is with Swinging on a Star. See you in a fortnight.
Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are. Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. Kicks up at anything he hears.
His back is brawny, but his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak.
And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a pig?
A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He has no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude.
But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a fish?
Fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. New kind of jumped up slippery fish, and all the monkeys are in the zoo.
Every day you meet quite a few,
so you see it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
And here's your weather for Sunday, the 5th of May. Tonight is going to be mostly some showers will be easing over tonight to leave a dry night with some clear spells. There's going to be some mist and fog patches forming in places. by dawn. It's going to be cooler tonight under clearer skies with light winds, and the minimum temperatures will be 5 degrees centigrade. Monday morning, we're going to be waking up to some early fog patches, which will soon clear to give a dry and bright start. However, there will be some heavy showers, possibly thundery at time, and it'll be breaking out into the afternoon. When there is sunshine, though, it will be warm. Maximum temperatures, 21 degrees. And that's your weather.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hello and welcome to the Arts Programme here on Phoenix FM. It's just me in the chair this week with you for the next 2 hours and talking about all things villainous, because it was last week, we remember, we talked about International Superhero Day. So of course that means this week we've got to do the other side, haven't we? We've got to talk about villains. It isn't International Villains Day today, but I might as well make it be. Anyway, yesterday was of course the 4th of May. May the 4th be with you. I hope all the fans out there got that one. And according to one source, the biggest villain of them all is none other than Darth Vader. But more on that later. We're going to be taking a look at what makes a villain, and also the top 10 villains of film. And also we'll have the usual mix of arts news, national arts news, and all the local events that you should not miss this May. And we're also going to have this villainous playlist too, so I hope you enjoy. Let's get on with the show. I'm Claire, and this is the Arts Programme on Phoenix FM.
The only way to get what you want is to become a human yourself.
Can you do that?
My dear sweet child, that's what I do. It's what I live for, to help unfortunate merfolk like yourself. Poor souls with no one else to turn to. I admit that in the past I've been a nasty. They weren't kidding when they called me, well, a witch. But you'll find that nowadays I've mended all my ways, repented, seen the light, and made a switch. True, yes. And I fortunately know a little magic. It's a talent that I always have possessed. And here lately, please don't laugh, I use it on behalf of the miserable, lonely, and depressed. Pathetic. Poor, unfortunate souls in pain, in need. This one longing to be thinner, that one wants to get the girl, and do I help them? Yes, indeed. Those poor, unfortunate souls, so sad, so true. They come flocking to my cauldron, crying spells, Ursula, please, and I help them. Yes, I do. Now it's happened once or twice, someone couldn't pay the price, and I'm afraid I had to rake them across the coals. Yes, I've had the odd complaint, but on the whole, I've been a saint to those poor, unfortunate souls. Have we got a deal?
If I become human, I'll never be with my father or sisters again.
But you'll have your man. Life's full of tough choices, isn't it? Oh, and there is one more thing. We haven't discussed the subject of payment.
But I don't have...
I'm not asking much. Just a token, really, a trifle. What I want from you is your voice.
But without my voice, how can I...
You'll have your looks, your pretty face, and don't underestimate the importance of the body language. The men up there don't like a lot of blabber. They think a girl who gossips is a bore. Yet on land it's much preferred for ladies not to say a word. And after all, dear, what is idle prattle for? Come on, they're not all that impressed with conversation. True gentlemen avoid it when they can. But they don't assume and fawn on a lady who's withdrawn. It's she who holds her tongue who gets a man. Come on, you poor unfortunate soul. Go ahead, make your choice. I'm a very busy woman and I haven't got all day. It won't cost much, just your voice. You poor unfortunate soul. It's sad. Want to cross a bridge, my sweet, you've got to pay the toll. Take a gulp and take a breath and go ahead and sign the scroll. Found some jetsam, now I've got her, boys. The boss is on a roll. This poor unfortunate soul.
Aluga, Sabruga, come winds of the Caspian Sea. Rhinxus, glossitis, echinax, laryngitis, la dolce to me.
Truly evil there, wasn't that? That was Poor Unfortunate Souls from, of course, The Little Mermaid. And that was Pat Carroll singing from the original Disney edition of that as Ursula. Perhaps one of the nastiest villains in Disney. It's really, oh, yes, I remember that film, watching that when the kids were young. The original character, Ursula, in the 1989 movie was actually inspired by a drag queen, actor and singer, Divine. A fact that was speculation for a while, but has since been confirmed by those involved with the film. Divine catapulted into cult fame, appearing in a show in 1972 called Pink Flamingos, which was John Waters' comedy. With this, his signature look, this unnaturally high hairline with gigantic eyebrows and over-the-top makeup crafted by makeup artist Van Smith, Divine did resemble Ursula. So to Waters, who met Divine when they were in teens in the outskirts of Baltimore and became his close friend and creative partner, the similarities between Divine and Ursula went beyond the physical. Divine took what the world used against him, Waters said, and exaggerated it, and he channeled that into Ursula. So that starts our programme this week, all about villains. Last week was heroes. And just as a sort of, I think there's a gap between heroes and villains where they could either go one way or the other, couldn't they? There's a narrow line, I often think, between the heroes and the villains of a story. Heroes aren't always as heroic as you think they're going to be. And I was thinking about this, and I went back and looked at this week in a spare moment. I went back to watch a couple of the superhero films. Because I was thinking about this idea of superheroes who kind of have a purpose of doing good, but often kind of, you know, walk that fine line and possibly could stray onto the other side. And the one that really takes me there every single time is Batman. So I went back to Batman Begins because I really do think there is this really dark side to Batman. And I'm never really quite sure whether he is also a bit of a villain. I mean, obviously he's, you know, hunting down some of the worst villains ever in comic book history, but he's also quite dark. He's quite menacing himself. You compare him with Superman, and Superman's just so not scary. But Batman really is. He could quite easily move over to that dark side. And he's kind of, you know, is he driven by hatred? Is he driven by a, you know, revenge? All those things. Anyway, I went back to Batman Begins because that was one of my favourites. And it's that 2005 version of the film, directed by, of course, Christopher Nolan, written by Nolan and David S. Goyer. And it is very much my favourite. I haven't seen the most recent one, though, so bear with. It's based on, obviously, the DC Comics character Batman, and stars Christian Bale, who, for me, is such a good Bruce Wayne, and really kind of channels that darker side of Bruce Wayne and really gets into that backstory and the history and the why Bruce Wayne could be driven to revenge. Michael Caine obviously plays the butler, and there's Liam Neeson, Katie Holmes, Gary Oldman, Cillian Murphy, great cast. And even Morgan Freeman pops up in as well in supporting roles. And the film kind of rebooted that Batman film series, telling the original story of Bruce Wayne from the death of his parents to the journey to become Batman and his fight to stop Ra's al Ghul. And the Scarecrow, of course, played amazingly by Cillian Murphy. And I think the other thing about it I really like in that film is that Gotham City really feels like it's on the edge of chaos. It's the haves and the haves not, and it's that kind of like, you know, sort of heading towards a world of technology that we weren't quite there. Back into 2005, it was kind of looking at, you know, different kinds of trains, different kinds of systems, underground and overground kind of systems. And it really does have that sort of... the cinematography of that film really does bring Gotham City alive for me. However, there are lots of people who don't agree with me. I've been having a look at those over the weekend to see who else likes different Batmans. So we're going to have a top 10 list of Batmans that have, because I thought, actually, there's been quite a lot of Batmans. So I'm just, excuse me while I go on the Batman's villain slash hero journey for a little bit, because there have been so many. But anyway, we've got this amazing playlist of villainous songs, or songs that I think a villain would have in their playlist. Either way, however you want to look at it. And we're going to play all those through the programme today, along with kind of these little interspersed bits of who is a villain. So we're going to start off with Heathens.
My friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse. All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. The room of people who have rooms of people that they love one day docked away. Just because we check the guns at the door doesn't mean our brains will change from hand grenades. You love another psychopath sitting next to you. You love another murderer sitting next to you. You think I'd get here sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget. Deal with outsiders very well. They say newcomers have a certain smell. Yeah, trust issues not to mention. They say they can smell your intentions. You love another freak show sitting next to you. You love some weird people sitting next to you. You think I did not get here sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget. Take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse. you stay away. And now they're outside ready to bust. It looks like you might be one of us.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 600 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 0127 714 477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building, a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation you can't decline. Caviar and cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette. Extraordinarily nice.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite. Beam.
Guaranteed to blow your mind. Ooh, recommended at the price. Insatiable and appetite.
Wanna try?
To avoid complications, she never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman, China. Then again, incidentally, you're that way. Love you came naturally from Paris. Naturally. Forgot she couldn't care less. Fastidious and precise.
She's a killer queen. Gunpowder, gelatine. Dynamite with a laser beam.
Guaranteed to blow your mind. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of class, absolutely dry. She's out to get you.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam,
guaranteed to blow your mind. insatiable an appetite. Wanna try? And that was, of course, Killer Queen. I kind of think that maybe a villain would listen to Killer Queen. Anyway, let's get back to... I was talking about Batman before those tracks. And that for me, Batman kind of walks a very fine line between hero and villain. And because last week we did heroes and this week we're doing villains, I thought we'd just bridge the gap with Batman. But I also was starting to think about how many Batmans there have been, and there have been quite a few. I've got 9 that I found. There may be more, but these are the ones that I found. And they're in an order. And they're in an order of looking at lots of different people that have put Batmans in orders. And basically, this is kind of generally the sort of agreement of a number of different ones. But in at number 9, I should have some background Batman music for this. Didn't think about that. In at number 9, so you've got to start off somewhere. So why not start off with Adam West, the original Batman movies, possibly the most iconic. If you were born anywhere between the 1960s and the 1980s, you probably grew up with some of these. They were nowhere near close to the comics and what The Dark Knight is actually like. They were very much more comical than comic. And yeah, they were fun. I remember watching Adam West in as Batman and Robin, and they were very funny. And there was all those lovely moments where it was kind of like, you know, somebody would punch somebody and a big kapow would come on the screen. It was fab. They were released between 1966 and 1968, but I certainly remember them in the 80s growing up. So they must have come back on various different rotations. And they sort of turned Batman into a goofball, really, using these kind of weird gadgets. For example, he had a bat handkerchief to wipe his tears when he thinks that Catwoman is dead. There you go. Anyway, so perhaps not the most like, in fact, perhaps the least like Batman of all the Batmans is Adam West's version. In at number 8, then, is George Clooney. So he was in, I didn't know this, I had to look this up. He was in Batman and Robin in 1997. And apparently, not very many people liked him as Batman. It still holds a bad reputation when it comes to superhero movies. All of the Batman movies played by him were, by many people, considered to be some of the worst movies ever made, and sort of similar to Adam West, didn't really kind of play that dark, brooding character. It was more kind of comic. But, you know, it's if you like George Clooney's Batman, you can have him. But for me, it wasn't. I had a very quick look at the little advert for the film, and it was a bit like... so yeah, he was kind of a rich weirdo who dresses as a bat, and yeah, George Clooney's done much better things. In at number 7, Val Kilmer. So he didn't go down particularly well. I didn't mind him as Batman, actually, but apparently even Val Kilmer didn't like his Batman. In his memoir, he described it as so bad it's almost good. He didn't seem to kind of portray the kind of millionaire playboy Bruce Wayne, and perhaps that was to do with the director. But even with his reluctance towards the role, which is apparent whenever he's wearing this huge rubber suit. If you watch the film, you can kind of see how he's not enjoying wearing that. But he did portray a sort of charming version of Bruce Wayne from this kind of golden era. He played against his on-screen chemistry with Nicole Kidman was quite cool, and they kind of had these little playful attempts to outdo each other. But of all the actors, perhaps Val Kilmer, even himself, didn't think he was the best Batman. In at number 6, another one I had to look up. Did you know that Keanu Reeves played the role of Batman in the DC League of Super Pets in 2022? It was a movie featured animation version of Batman, and he was voiced by Keanu Reeves. There you go. He did do a pretty impressive job, according to some critics, as the Cape Crusader. But, you know, I guess it depends on what the cartoon was doing as well. Perhaps he lacked some of those major characteristics, particularly the dark side of Batman.
And this version of The Dark Knight talks about the death of his parents and his falling into a pit of bats in a bit of a comical way. So, you know, whereas the Christian Bale version, which I like particularly, makes that whole thing seem very scary. Anyway, it's there in there at number six. So see what you think. Keanu Reeves' voicing of the DC League of Super Pets. Another one from the 90s, my era. I was going to talk about Michael Keaton, but he's actually coming next. So the next one, number five, is the newest Batman. And this is Robert Pattinson. And I haven't seen Robert Pattinson as Batman yet. I've seen the trailer, but I haven't seen the actual whole film. Some people think that he portrayed this kind of dark side of Batman. Again, very dark. I watched the trailer and I thought, gosh, this is really very dark. And some Batman fans think that he has done one of the best Batman films of all time. There you go. I don't agree, but there you go. It shows, Pattinson's version shows Bruce Wayne, who lives more behind his mask as compared to his true identity of Bruce Wayne. So much, much more of the Batman than the Bruce Wayne. And it shows one of the kind of most, for some critics, it was a bit more of the kind of comic accurate portrayal of Batman, but sort of didn't have enough of the Bruce. You can't please everybody, can you? Didn't have enough of the Bruce Wayne, but did do Batman very well. It also shows quite a self-destructive version of Bruce, who is addicted to the alternative identity of Batman, because apparently he still wears makeup even when he's not Batman. So, but you know, that just might be a different version of Bruce. Anyway, so that's your first half of the list, thinking about the next half. But before we do that, we're going to go into a little bit of music. We're going to take a little break. And the ultimate, he's perhaps the ultimate Dark Knight. He's not Batman, but he is Darth Vader.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, John Williams, for the Imperial March, Darth Vader's theme. If you've ever been to the theatre and seen one of those orchestra play along with the film, they are absolutely spectacular. But I can tell you, they make the film even more scary. There are lots of places to go and see that. The Royal Albert Hall does them. I think the Royal Festival Hall does them. All sorts of different orchestras do them. And you sit and watch the film on a big screen with a real-life orchestra playing along to the film. And it is the most incredible experience. But yeah, I've seen a couple of those now, and they really do make the film more scary. John Williams, last week we played his Superman theme, which is obviously completely different, but very still, that has that, you can tell a John Williams. There's so many, but you can tell a John Williams in a film. Anyway, back to our list of Batmans, who for me sits on that edge of good and evil. And we've gone through the top five so far, so we've got four more. So I just teased this one coming. The next one on my list of looking at various different people who've talked about their love of Batman is Michael Keaton. So he when he initially took on this role, he wasn't inclined towards having a kind of light-hearted response to Batman like maybe Adam West did in the 1960s, and that became sort of both an advantage and a disadvantage for Michael Keaton. His casting announcement apparently drove the comic book fans crazy, because they thought his Batman movie was going to be another goofy version of Batman in light of his kind of previous comedy roles that he's done and he was known for. However, he and Tim Burton had another plan at their sleeve, and it wasn't. So Michael, I do vaguely remember the Michael Keaton version of Batman. I think he was just... Was he one of the ones that was doing that gravelly voice all the time? But he's not my top. But he's in the top four. So, well done, Michael, for getting in the top four. In this list, it's number three. In my list, it would be number one. But in number three on this list of compiled across the interweb, the trilogy of Batman movies that was created by the brain of Christopher Nolan was, of course, Christian Bale's Dark Knight trilogy. I loved these. I really felt that you got both the dark side of Batman, the complete journey of where he came from and the kind of understanding of why he was driven to revenge, and also the kind of challenge he had as Wayne, as, you know, kind of running the company and trying to just walk that line between what was right and what was wrong. So his version of Batman came in the, oh, I can't remember, was it the early 2000s? I can't remember, I haven't written the date down. Kind of very different to Michael Keaton's version. And then you get this kind of full-on Dark Knight trilogy from Christian Bale, moving away from Michael Keaton, but probably more like Robert Pattinson's Batman. So maybe Robert Pattinson looked at Christian Bale's depiction. And apparently there is a little bit of distance between Christian Bale's Batman, for some people think, from the kind of comic accuracy. I mean, I don't know the comics as well myself, but I thought it was a very good Batman. I mean, you can tell I'm a bit biased. But the director, Christopher Nolan, really wanted to show what it would be actually like to age and wear under the mask, which kind of made it sway away from being a comic accurate movie, which, you know, so nobody grows old in comics, but they do in real life. You know, get over it. Number two in this list is Ben Affleck. And I just had to go and watch this one as well, because I was like, I don't remember Ben Affleck being Batman, but apparently some people think that he was the most comic accurate Batman ever portrayed. There you go. He's at number two, though. He's not at number one. Ben Affleck is the only Batman actor to date who, for some people, were able to pull off both that role of Bruce Wayne really well and of Batman. I have half watched the Ben Affleck, because it's Batman meets Superman. And other kind of films that he's in. So, interesting. I'm not sure. I haven't watched all of it yet. I've watched half of it. So, jury's out on that one for me. Apparently, it's the way he carries himself, the way he smirks, apparently, is a perfect copy of the Batman in the comics, as well as the animated series. And when he's playing Bruce Wayne, he's kind of this rich, spoilt playboy, Which you kind of do get that with Christian Bale as well, but you also get the kind of the troubled side. Anyway, so have a look at Ben Affleck's Batman, and obviously the Batman versus Superman bleed, that kind of interesting mix-up is really interesting, really, you know, excellent film. I'm halfway through and I'm quite enjoying it. Number one, though, I kind of looked around and I thought, actually, what everybody's really pointing to is the first ever person to be the voice of Batman in the first Batman animated series, which was... I think it was in 1992, it might have been earlier than that. He was called Kevin Conroy, and throughout his life, he gave the iconic voice to a number of Batman adaptations and video games, like Arkham Knight, Arkham City, Injustice, and others. He was the voice of Batman in the legendary animated movies like The Flashpoint Paradox and Justice League Doom, Apocalypse, and many more. His voice became and stayed the identity of Batman for a very long time, and his voice was a perfect fit for crime-fighting vigilantes, intimidating appeal, as well as the soft side of Batman. So there you go, Kevin Conway. For some people, is the number one Batman. What do you think? Did you agree with that? Perhaps you've got a favourite Batman. I'm definitely going to stick with Christian Bale. So let's get back to our playlist now, and. Well, as all self-respecting villains are a little bit twisted, here's Missio.
Twist.
There you go. That was Missy O with Twisted. So we've been talking all things villainous this week because last week we had superheroes and I've just given you the top nine Batmans of choice. But before we get on to some more villains I've got another list, another top list of potential villains in films. We're going to just look at some local events. I didn't find any villainous local events for you this week, but I'm sure you might be able to find some. Let's start off with, if you've been out and about today, hasn't it been glorious and sunny? It's been lovely yesterday and today. Not so sure about tomorrow. However, if you are venturing out, like I am, because you want to go and cuddle lots and lots and lots of dogs, you'll be heading off to Highlands tomorrow. If you've been there today, you've been at the All About Dogs show over at Highlands on the way to Chelmsford. And if you were lucky enough today or tomorrow, if you're going, you might have seen Britain's Got Talent stars Lucy Heath and the Trickstars, all of her dogs. I watched a little clip of that the other day and I was like, oh my goodness me, she's not just got one dog, she's got about six dogs that do tricks. And she is there. She's going to be performing on tomorrow. If you're going tomorrow, she'll be performing in the main arena at 11:45 and at 2:45 and also in at 1 p.m. in the Village Green. So if you're heading across to Highlands for All About Dogs tomorrow, wear a raincoat. Because it's not going to be as nice as it is today. So a few other things. Over at Mount Nessing Village Hall on the 28th of May, John Smith is in concert. We talked about this last week, but we're going to promote these. This sounds really cool. If you love the music of André Rieu, Glenn Miller, Buddy Holly, big band style stuff, and some light classics from the 50s, 60s and 70s, or perhaps you love the musicals, well, join Brentwood Organ and Keyboard Club for the monthly concert. And there's a different top professional artist each month, and John Smith is in concert in May. It's on the 28th, and there's free parking, tea and coffee in the interval. Yay! It's £5 for members, £7 for visitors, and that's at Mount Messing Village Hall from 2:15 to 4:45. Big plug for the Brentwood Art Trail. Lots of loads of stuff going on socials about the Brentwood Art Trail, so I hope you're following brentwoodarttrail.co.uk or at BWD Art Trail on all the socials. There's lots of profiles of all the artists coming out now. We'll see our very own Natalie on there very soon, I'm sure, but some familiar favourites from previous years and also some newbies to the Arts Trail. Just as a reminder, it is on from the 1st to the 30th of June. It's a whole month of glorious extravaganza of art from talented local artists from around the whole of the borough across Brentwood, Shenfield and Ingatestone. There's loads of things for you to get involved in. There's creative workshops, there are guided tours which book up very quickly, so make sure you get online and get those booked. There's going to be some artist markets and festivals every weekend. It's just absolutely glorious, and thankfully we've got the amazing Valine who runs all of that with a team of other people around the business sector and also the other artists that help out too. But thank you so much for keeping that going. It's such a brilliant thing, and it just covers our whole high streets with the most glorious art for 4 weeks. Brilliant. So get booking for that. And just a reminder of a plug. Natalie and Spencer are going to come and talk about this much in more detail, but just put in your diaries 24th to the 28th of May, the Romford Film Festival. They're going to come on the show next week, I think, and talk an awful lot about that. Before we get into some more events, let's just have a little bit more music. Here's another one, which is villainous. Can't remember why, but it was on my list of villainous songs, and it's by Grandson. It's Blood and Water.
You'll never get free, lamb to the slaughter. What you gonna do when there's blood in the water? The price of your greed is your son and your daughter. What you gonna do when there's blood in the water? Look me in my eyes, tell me everything's not fine. All the people ain't happy, and the river has run dry. You thought you could go free, but the system is done for. If you listen real closely, there's a knock at your front door. You'll never get free, lamb to the slaughter. What you gonna do when there's blood in the water? The price of your greed is your son and your daughter. When
admit you were toxic. You poisoned me just for another dollar in your pocket. Now I am the violence, I am the sickness. Won't accept your silence, beg me for forgiveness. We'll never get free, lamb to the slaughter. What you gonna do when there's blood in the water? The price of your greed, your son and your daughter. What you gonna do when there's blood in the water? When there's blood in the water.
And that was Grandson with Blood in the Water, which, you know, villains will know a lot about. So just going back to our list of things to do this month, over at Chelmsford Theatre, you can see one of the wonderful NT live performances. This is Nye, screening of the play featuring Michael Sheen playing Nye Bevan, is in a surreal and spectacular journey through the life and legacy of the man who transformed Britain's welfare state and created the NHS. Confronted with death, Anya in Nye Bevan's deepest memories lead him on a mind-bending journey back through his life from childhood to mining underground, Parliament and fights with Churchill. It was written by Tim Price and it's directed by the National Theatre's Rufus Norris. And this epic new Welsh Fantasia will be broadcast live from the National Theatre. So that is on Wednesday, the 8th of May at the Chelmsford Theatre. And that is at 2:30 in the afternoon in the Studio Theatre. And tickets are between £13 and £16.50. Also at Chelmsford Theatre, this is in the main theatre space, on Tuesday the 21st of May, is The Greatest Magician. James Phelan follows his sellout run of shows this year, and he's inviting you to come and see his dazzling five-star rated magic show that promises to leave you aching with laughter and dizzy in disbelief. I mean, good job you're sitting down. Directed by the late Paul Daniels. Oh, do you remember Paul Daniels? In his final theatrical project. And you'll see why the List magazine called this show one to watch in the world of magic. So if magic is your thing, do you know what? I'd really like to have some magicians come on the show. Could you please make that happen, please, audience? Tickets are between £24.50 and £36. And that's at 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday, the 21st of May. Hopping over to Colchester on the 7th to the 18th of May at Mercury Theatre, you can see Midsummer, hilariously funny, heartwarming, feel-good romantic musical comedy of a great lost weekend in Edinburgh that will steal your heart and have you rolling in the aisles with laughter. Oh my goodness me, we need that at the moment. The story's starting point is a meeting on Midsummer Eve in a wine bar of a pair of lonely 35-year-olds in need of solace. Helena is a high-powered divorce lawyer at a loose end, insecure about looming spinsterhood with a taste for other people's husbands. Ooh. Bob is a failing car salesman, would-be poet turned petty criminal who fears he has peaked in 2005. A lovable lout who has always been medium in the worst way. She's totally out of his league and he's not her type at all. There's absolutely no reason why they should get together. but they do. So there you go. That sounds really fun. Go along to see Midsummer on the 7th to the 18th of May at the Mercury Theatre in Colchester. Tickets from £15 to £30.50. And just one for the kids. If you haven't, I think this opened a year ago, so it's not, we haven't talked about it before, but there's a really cute little a zoo called Get to Know Animals, which has opened just near Epping, minutes off the M25, which is really not very far away from us. It's home to almost 300 animals, around 60 species. It's a fully interactive place, which fills me with dread when I think about three-year-olds, filled with many reptiles, mammals, birds, amphibians and more. You can book to handle some of the animals on the day of your visit at the reception, and the mini zoo might be small in size, but is huge in variety and experience. And also, there's no time limit for you to enjoy the animals. You can spend as long as you want, from 20 minutes to 4 hours, whatever you want. Standard entry for adults is £10, and for a child it's £8.50. And you have to pay a bit more for the animal handling or exclusive access. It's also, check their opening times, because they're not open every single day. And you can go to GTKA. That's Get to Know Animals, the first letter of that, gtka.co.uk. So that's something that you can plan for half term. Anyway, I've done something bad.
I never trust a narcissist, but they love me. So I play them like a violin, and I make it look oh so easy. Cause for every lie I tell them, they tell me three. This is how the world works, now all he thinks about is me. I can feel the flames on my skin, crimson red paint on my lips. If a man talks shit, then I owe him nothing. I don't regret it one bit, cause he had it coming. But they love me, so I fly them all around the world, and I let them think they saved me. They never see it coming, what I do next. This is how the world works, you gotta leave before you get left. I can feel the flame.